Dr. Dryden, we have a question from our live audience for you. Rachel wants to know if you have any recommendations on shoes versus barefoot for EMS horses. Is there any special trim that you would recommend for an EMS horse?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And typically, unless the horse has got displacement of the coffin bone, I don't shoe them. Unless I need the added mechanics of the shoe to enable, you know, me to take tension off the deep flexor and help reposition things, then I'll go to some sort of therapeutic shoeing application. If they've just become laminitic, what I really actually like to do is place them in a boot, like a cloud boot or a soft ride boot, something like that. And be able to ice them and treat the foot like that until they stabilize. And then an important aspect of it is I manage my cases through digital radiography, which is a wonderful, wonderful tool to have. But it's really, really necessary in order to see whether or not these horses have displaced, rotated, or sunk in some direction so that you can manage the case appropriately. But if they have not displaced and they've just gone through a laminitic episode and they're now stable, I like to leave them barefoot because less is more, in my opinion. So I hope that that answers your question. And as far as any particular shoes, I'm not married to any particular shoe. I do whatever, you know, the horse needs in their particular, every foot is an individual and you have to treat it as such.